Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
It's 2 hours early, but anyways, this is the Friday edition of Sports Time Radio. As always, I'm here. I'm the Big Jack. And since we're early and it's special, Mr. Fantasy is here.
Thanks for listening.
So honestly, Dan the Man is supposed to be here as well, so we're waiting to see if possibly he rolls in while I'm going through the intro. But anyways, if you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Of course, you know the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually in the morning, but I believe tomorrow's blog will be late because I have the enjoyment of getting to work on Christmas Eve, so maybe up a little later, but continue to check out sportstimeradio.com. It'll be there along with other various content as the week goes along. But of course, while you're over there, hanging out at sportstimeradio.com, reading all that cool stuff, follow that link over to Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, we'd greatly appreciate that. There's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is, you know it by now, it's at Sports Time Radio. Mr. Fantasy and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Mr. Fantasy is at?
Mr. Fantasy Sports.
So, and we all took a beating last night, of course. We all had the Giants, and they lost. So we're all starting out the week 0-1. Nobody could game any ground on Schomburg Stew as he continues to just run away with our pick contest this year. So we'll see. I can tell you that Dan actually won last week. He was 13-3, basically because he was the only one that took Carolina to win Monday night. Mr. Fantasy and Schomburg Stew were 12-4, and even though I had a good week at 11-5, I still ended up in the cellar. On the year, Schomburg Stew is 148-76. Dan has reclaimed second place by a game. He is 141-83. So that makes Mr. Fantasy 140-84. And I am 132-92. So there you go. I'm eight games. I need to pick up eight games in 2 weeks to get out of the cellar. That should be fun. So we'll,
you gotta start picking
we'll
against
see how that,
every game.
How that goes. Yeah. Well, that's what I'll have to do next week. I'll just have to go with, every opposite game here, but now that Dan is here, let's get into game one. And we are starting with the, I'm glad Dan's here because he can enter all this in the Google Sheet and then he can't yell at me later about it. With game one, we got us here. We got the Miami Dolphins at the Buffalo Bills. I can tell you guys that Schomburg Stew is going with Miami. Dan, since I have you listed here first, why don't you pick first?
I think I went with the Bills.
Okay, I believe you.
Yes.
So,
I went with the Bills.
Mr. Fan, you get the next selection here.
Yeah. With Tannehill out now, I know they've got a serviceable backup, but I don't think it's going to be enough. I've got to join Dan with the Bills. I think that running game and Sean McCoy LeSean McCoy is just going to be too much for the Dolphins, and I got the Bills.
Even as good as Matt Moore looked last week, you didn't. You didn't.
Yep. No.
Like that. I believe he was the second highest scoring fantasy quarterback in our league last week. So.
Yeah. Who was he going again?
I don't even remember. Even with all that said, I am also going with Buffalo. So the three of us like Buffalo. Schomburg Stew likes Miami. So there you go. Maybe we can all pick up a game on Stew. Probably not, but we'll see. All right. We have the New York Jets at the New England Patriots for our next game. I can tell you right now, Stew has New England. Dan, you're going first there. Who you got?
Who else but the Patriots?
So I thought maybe you'd go with the good old J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. All right, Mr. Fantasy, you're up.
Yeah, my question to you is, next week when we're doing the picks for the last week of the season, will Tom Brady still be throwing touchdown passes against the Jets secondary? think there's a good chance of it. I don't see it. I don't see a situation that the Jets are even in this game, you know, past the first kickoff. So I'm going with New England.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't even think the Jets have announced the starting quarterback yet. I know Bryce Petty's been practicing. Is he going back in? Is it Ryan Fitzpatrick? I mean, at this point, does it really matter? I'll take New England like you guys. No surprise, we're all in agreement there. It's New England across the board, so we can move on here. Now we get to go with the Tennessee Titans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Stu likes Tennessee in this game. Dan, what side are you on?
We're going with the Titans.
All right, Mr. Fantasy.
Hey, we've talked about it every week, how the Jacksonville has underperformed this year. You and I both thought they were going to be much better than they have been this year. I think them getting rid of their head coach doesn't help things for them. They still continue to lose. Tennessee is a good team, and I think Tennessee, you know, takes this one.
Can you pick Tennessee after you kind of trashed them against Kansas City last week and I was the only guy who believed in them?
Hey, Kansas City's my Super Bowl team. I'm picking them the rest of the way out. So.
All right, if you say so. I guess we'll let it slide. I, of course, have Tennessee because, again, like I said, I was the only one who believed in them last week. So I will stay on their bandwagon for now. They should literally run all over the Jaguars. They're not a very good team. So, good luck. Doug Marrone is coaching the Jaguars this week. So good luck with that couple game interview there, Doug. And I got a feeling they're not going to keep you on. So yeah, we all like Tennessee there. So let's move into the NFC North here, so we can get a little disagreement. The Minnesota Vikings are at the Green Bay Packers. Stu's going with Green Bay here. Dan, what side are you on in this one?
Oh, I forgot. I wish I would have uploaded the horn.
No, still no horn. So, all right, Mr. Fantasy, that means it's up to you to pick.
Yeah. Are they devastated AP's not playing? Is he ruled out for the rest of the year? Is he just done?
I don't think they've ruled him out for the rest of the year, but he is. Yeah, he's going to skip this week's game. So.
Yeah. With no running game, there's no way they can compete. I mean, that's what their hope would be, to run the ball and kind of, you know, do what the Bears did and make some big plays when they needed to. You know, the Bears came up short a little bit, but Minnesota doesn't have the offense to keep up with, Aaron Rodgers. And with no running game, it could get ugly. Minnesota's been bad for, you know, since they went 5-0 to start out the season. I think Green Bay wins this one, and they take one step closer to getting that division.
Yeah, you know, I really thought if AP was playing and actually competitive that they had a shot here because it gives them the opportunity to control the clock. You know, when it's Jerick McKinnick and Matt Asiata, just a whole different story. I'm with Green Bay here. So Dan is the only one going to hang out on the Viking bandwagon. Mr. Fantasy, make the horn noise for him just so he'll feel better.
How's that?
God, that was terrible. Never do that again, even if I ask you to. All right, let's move on here. Let's see if anybody's willing to go out on the limb here. We got the San Diego Chargers at the Cleveland Browns. Stu is not out on a limb. He has San Diego. Dan, are you going out on that limb?
No, sirree. Not with the Chargers.
Oh.
Not that Dale.
All right, Mr. Fantasy, you got a chance to make up some ground here by calling the Browns' first win. You got you're gonna do it?
I had one game that was circled on the schedule for them to win. They jumped out to a big lead and then pissed it away. There's not another winnable game on the season for them. I can't take San Diego. I'd just be giving you guys a game, and I'm unwilling to do that.
Even with Melvin Gordon out, he's been ruled out. You guys don't want to go with Cleveland?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah. Then you should be if you're that worried about it.
Well, no, I'm trying to convince you guys so I can pick up a game here. So that's what I do here when I'm losing. But, I had that same game circle for Cleveland, and then I even thought they had a chance on that Thursday night game, so those games are so damn weird. They had leads in both games and choked them both away. I just can't give them – any shot here against the San Diego team that can put up points. You know, I know Joe Hayden's going to play, but he needs off-season surgery on two groin muscles. So that's no fun for him to look forward to. So it's San Diego for me. We're San Diego across the board. No surprise here. So we'll it'll be a shock if Cleveland finds a way to win. All right, where are we here now? We are up to the Washington Redskins at the Chicago Bears. Stu likes Washington here. Dan, you got the Bears at home getting a big win?
No. Going with Cousins and Cream.
All right, Mr. Fantasy, you were tooting the Matt Barkley horn since he's going to be their starter next year. You got enough confidence for him to upset a Washington team that really just choked their playoff hopes away last Monday night?
Yeah, I think Washington's reeling. They're going on the road. The Sox, listen to me. The Bears are, you know, they're playing. The team hasn't quit. I really like that about them. They almost pulled up a big upset last week. They've been in every single game. I really think they have a shot at this, and I'm going to go on a limb and be the only one to take the Bears this week and gain a game on all of you guys, because the Bears, at home with me in attendance, win this game.
Yeah, I think you had a better shot at gaining a game on us by picking Cleveland than
you
did with
that.
Actually going, oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
So,
no, you don't.
You know, to be fair, the Bears are the only team in the NFL that is dumb enough to screw up their draft stock at this point in time by winning games. So it wouldn't surprise me if they magically found a way to win this game, but I can't pick them. They're not as talented as a Washington team that, like I said, did choke Monday night. So I'm going to go with Washington. We'll leave Mr. Fantasy out there by himself with the Bears. Dan and I will gang up and go with the Reds. Kirk Cousins and the Redskins here we're rooting for. So, all right, let's find some AFC South action here. How about the Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers? And I guess this is kind of a surprise. Stu's going with the home team. He's going with the Panthers. Dan, are you on board with my guy Cam Newton, or you got the ATL here?
I just had to go with the Panthers.
Oh, you're going with Carolina as well. All right. So, Mr. Fantasy, where are you at on this game?
Well, I looked ahead a couple weeks ago. I thought this would be an easy game to pick. And Carolina, the last couple weeks of their defenses look surprisingly good, and they've been much improved in a lot of, you know, facets of the game. But I still think Atlanta's just too good for this team, and they can move the ball on anybody. And I know Atlanta's on the road, but I'm going to take Atlanta on this one. And Atlanta kind of ends the Carolina season. They were to be done. I don't know if they're mathematically eliminated, but they lose this week. And they're just playing for nothing next week, right?
Yeah, they're hanging on by a thread. I mean, they're still mathematically in, but, you know, it's one of those things where probably 15 things have to happen in these final 2 weeks for them to get in. So it's, you know, kind of along the same lines as, like, the Redskins. I think technically they still have a shot, but, you know, these magical things have to happen. You know, I do believe this will be a closer game than it may have been earlier in the season where Carolina really had no identity. But, you know, Julio Jones is going to come back and play. Just the threat of him being out there, even if he doesn't have a big game, pumps up this Atlanta offense. I'm going to go with Atlanta, so we're going to split here. It's going to be Mr. Fantasy and I against Dan and Stu. We'll take Atlanta, and they can have Carolina, and we'll see how that goes. So let's move into the later Saturday games. It's still kind of weird just to say Saturday games, but here we go. This is the game I think if we were doing FanDuel lineups as well after this would be the game we'd be looking for players from. It's the Indianapolis Colts at the Oakland Raiders. Schaumburg Stu likes Oakland to win this game. Dan, what side are you on here?
How can you not go with Oakland?
Well, Indy looked really good against your Vikings last week. That didn't play you. You made that quick really pick, or pick really quick. Is it revenge because they beat up on the Vikings? So,
pretty much.
All right, Mr. Fantasy, where are you? Yeah.
You know,
are you back in Andrew Luck?
you know, I think I am with this one. And their defense has come around a little bit. They've been able to limit teams to what they've been able to do. Now, I know it's David Carr, and that offense is much better than the Vikings, but this Colts offense has been really good against everybody. When they go up against tough defenses, last week you didn't even think Minnesota was on the field. They were just up and down the field all day long. I'm going to go out on a limb and try and gain a game on Stu here, and I'm going to go with the Colts. I think the Colts can pull this one off on the road.
Yeah, you know, they looked really good last week, but you wonder with the fact that it's just the Vikings defense that is not only worn down from having to pretty much carry that team all year, but, you know, they are losing. They missed their best player. You know, Harrison Smith is out injured. I believe he's done for the year. I don't think they can do it again. You know, the East Coast teams traveling west and all that stuff. I guess technically Indianapolis is Midwest, but they're still traveling out west. You know, Oakland is, you know, rolling their way into the playoffs. I like the Raiders here, so you can kind of stay by yourself there and have Indy and see if you can get your game that way, and hopefully it works out. As Dan, Stu, and I will all gang up on you and take the Raiders. So where are we here? Losing my here. There we go. All right. Hey, look at that. We're back in the NFC South. Wonderful. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. Dan, it looks like Stu is going with New Orleans. Are you joining him on the Saints bandwagon this week, or are you going with the Buccaneers?
I'm going with the Buccaneers.
Oh, all right. So, Mr. Fantasy, you going with your guy Mike Evans in Tampa Bay, or are you a Drew Brees guy this week?
You know, there's not a more frustrating player in fantasy than Mike Evans. I just want to say that he just frustrates the heck out of me. And the answer is no, I can't get behind Tampa. They're a good story this year. They've done well. I know the Saints aren't going anywhere this year. I mean, they're just playing to play off the string. But that offense just is really, really good. And I just can't see Tampa keeping up with it. I think Tampa, you know, makes a game of it. But I think New Orleans pulls away at the end here. And I got New Orleans winning this one.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to buy Tampa Bay. You know, their defense has shut down some pretty good offenses this year. I'm going to join Dan here taking the Bucs. The Bucs, you know, they're playing for their playoff lives. They need to keep winning to grab that wild card, that second wild card spot. And, you know, I like kind of what they're putting together there. Jameis Winston looks like was a pretty good choice as the number one overall pick. So, I'm going to take a shot and say Mike Evans has a huge game, you know, 7-8 catches, 100 yards, you know, maybe even 2 touchdowns. And they get by the Saints this week. So, now it'll be Dan and I against you and Stu. Dan and I are going to take the Buccaneers, and you and Stu can have the Saints. So, here we go.
Well, Stu and I appreciate the game.
Yeah, well, no, Dan and I appreciate the game, trust me. Well, this game probably looked better on paper at the start of the season, but now it's kind of blah. We got the Arizona Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks. Dan, let's see. Stu's going with Seattle. Are you on board with the Seahawks and your guy, Russell Wilson?
Yep. I'm on board. Fantasy.
All right, Mr. Fantasy. Seattle hasn't lost at home all year. Are you calling it this week? It's going to be their first loss?
I couldn't hear what Dan picked, so I need to hear that.
Dan took Seattle. Dan's got Russell Wilson on his fantasy team. He took Seattle. So
yeah.
Dan knows what he's
doing. When you look at this, it's a revenge game for the Cardinals. You know, you think that they're off to prove that they weren't as bad as they were last time that these two teams met. But the simple fact of the matter is Arizona is a terrible team right now. Seattle's kind of coming into playoff form, and I think they run up the score again. I think this gives another blowout, and Carolina's sitting there wondering if, you know, Bruce Arians was really this master genius that everybody thought he was. And, Seattle moves one step closer to playoff.
Yeah, I don't see anybody going into Seattle to beat Seattle. You know, that's their saving grace in the playoffs is home games. When they get on the road, well, it may be a whole different story. But they get a win here. I don't see that being a problem here. They're getting a win. We're all going to jump on board with Seattle here, so no surprise there, as bad as Arizona's been. All right, this should be a fun game. I'm interested to see how this one works out. How about the San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams? Stu likes the Rams here, Dan. This is a fantastic game. Luckily, we won't have to watch it. I wish Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were calling it, but who you got winning?
The Rams.
Okay, going with L.A. Oh, Mr. Fantasy, who you like?
Yeah. I think this is the only game of the year that the Rams were favored. I mean, I'm just guessing here. This is two terrible teams. You got to go with the home team. The Rams will be better in this game. 49ers stay with one win, picking just right behind the Browns this year. And, yeah, they got a lot of decisions to make in San Francisco this year. It'll be fun in the offseason, but yeah, I'm going with the Rams.
Yeah, you know, you could throw the coin in the air, pull names out of the hat, throw darts at the board, however you want to do it. You know, I needed an upset this week, so this is my upset. I'm calling it. The 49ers go into Los Angeles. Carlos Hyde has a big game, and they find a way to beat the Rams. I figure it's probably going to be really ugly, 13-10, 14-13, one of those horrible games. But I'm going with San Francisco to get their second win this week. So I'm going to pick up a game on you guys here when the Niners get the big win. So I do appreciate that. But I, of course, will be the only guy doing that. So there you go.
So
we'll see how that works
out. So San Francisco, the one-win 49ers are the team that you're hanging your hat on this week to catch lightning in a bottle and get your one game.
Hey, you know, Carlos Hyde has been rolling. The Rams are kind of a lost team. You know, they don't have a coach. They don't know how to run the football, even though they have a top-notch running back. I figure, what the hell, when I'm looking at the schedule, you know, if somebody's going to get upset, it might as well be the Rams. You know, what better could happen there? So, you know, it's better than pick, you know, the Colts over the Raiders or the Bears to win a game. Jeez. All right, Saturday night. Look at that. We get a Saturday night game. The Cincinnati Bengals at the Houston Texans. Tom Savage making the big start for Houston, the big-time free agent Brock Osweiler on the bench. Stu still likes Houston to get this win here. Dan, are you buying Tom Savage and the Texans, or are you going with the Bengals?
I'm going with Cincinnati.
Dan is with Dan. Dan likes the Red Rifle. All right, Mr. Fantasy, which way are you leaning here?
You know, this one's a tough one, and Dan just kind of pushed me over the fence. So, and I landed in Houston's side of things. I think this can go either way, but I think Savage has a stronger arm than what Osweiler had, and it's only one game that I got to see with him, or a quarter or a half or whatever it was, but he looked like he was able to find receivers, and DeAndre Hopkins should be part of this offense now, which is so confusing that he hasn't been all year. I don't think Cincinnati has enough weapons now. They can't get the running game going. The Houston's got an incredible defense. If they just find any offense, they could have been really good. But I got Houston winning this one.
Yeah, you know, I think this may have been one of the tougher games to pick. You know, even though Cincinnati's been bad this year, or maybe underperforming is the way to put it, Houston just doesn't sell me on anything they do. You know, so when it's games like this, I do always lean to the home team, but then I saw that Vontaze Burfict is going to be out for the Bengals, and Jeremy Hill is questionable in a backfield that's already missing multiple guys. So that, you know, and I know A.J. Green is coming back, but you wonder how limited he's going to be. You know, I just had to side with the home team and go with Houston here. So, you know, it's time for us to gang up on Dan. So it's Dan's turn to try to pick up a game on all of us, or on Stu, basically, because if he picks a game up on me, it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, it's Dan with Cincinnati and the rest of us with Houston. So there you go on that game. We'll see how that works out for Dan. All right, now we get to move into Sunday. There are a couple Sunday games. This game will basically decide the AFC North as it's the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stu likes Pittsburgh to win here. Dan, you got the first choice. Are you Raven it or Steeler it?
Sorry, you can't go against the home team.
Well, you can. We do it all the time, but, you know, it's understandable here. So, all right, Dan is taking Pittsburgh as well, Mr. Fantasy. Where did you land on this game? I know you're a big Raven guy. Are you picking them to get a win here, going to Pittsburgh and get a big win?
If Ben was on the road, I'd be picking against him. At home, he's a different quarterback, and I don't understand it, but it's just the way it is. So I'm going to go ahead and take Pittsburgh to win at home. They need this game, and, you know, I think they're just more talented offensively, and I think they can get this thing done.
Yeah, I have Ben in our Yahoo Auction League. My one football team is still alive. So I need him to have a big night, and I have to go with him here. So I'm going with the Steelers to win and support my guy Ben Roethlisberger and put up some huge numbers, I hope. So I'm basically biasing my pick on the fact that I need a big performance in fantasy. So because I had the Giants defense last night, and they stunk. So, Ben, I need you to bail me out, buddy. Help me out. Put up some big numbers. I would greatly appreciate that. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. So, yeah, we are all on the Steeler bandwagon here across the board. Sadly, as you know, that happens a lot, as it did last night. That's normally bad for us. But hopefully it worked out. All right, then we get a Sunday night game as well. So we are rolling here with the night games, I guess. This week we got the Denver Broncos at Mr. Fantasy's Kansas City Chiefs. Stu likes Kansas City here. Dan, you know Mr. Fantasy's going that route. Are you calling the Bronco upset on the road, or are you with Kansas City as well?
No, I'm with Kansas City as well.
All right, Mr. Fantasy, make it official. Say those magic words.
Yeah, the 2016 World Champion Kansas City Chiefs will win this game. The Super Bowl champions. Did I say World Series?
No, you said World Champion, so kind of right.
Okay, so I'm okay. So I can take that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll let you have that one. It's too late to argue. The way to beat the Chiefs is power running. You know, if you have a power running game, you can get past Kansas City. Denver has little to no running game with, obviously, the loss of C.J. Anderson. I think the only saving grace they have is that Kansas City's offense doesn't put up a lot of points, so they'll probably stay in the game. But I don't see them winning it. So I'm going to go with you guys with Kansas City here. We'll go across the board, the big sweep for Kansas City, and move on to Monday night, our last game here for the week. We get the Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys. Stu's going with Dallas here. Dan, you going with the NFC North team? You like Matthew Stafford and the Lions to pull something off?
No, I'm sticking with the Cowboys.
I'm just trying to find the reasons. All right, Mr. Fantasy, how about you? You calling another upset? You want to try to pick up another game on Stu and call a Lion?
You know, here's the one question I have, and I don't know anything about this yet, but you just wonder – they've already clinched everything that they need to clinch, right? I mean, Dallas they won the division. They're probably the number one seed in the NFC right now. Is there any reason to play all the starters, or they start resting guys the next 2 weeks?
I think it's
some guys
proven resting guys doesn't help. So,
but you play them a quarter or a half or something, just get them some game experience. That would be my only concern. But I think they'll definitely. Dallas is a much better team, and that's where I'm going unless I hear something different. So,
well, once I write it down, it's too late. Once Dan puts it in the Google sheet, it's over. You got Dallas. So there you go. So, I don't see anybody resting anybody at this point. It's only week 16. If it was week 17, maybe that would be different. Dallas is going to win this game. It shouldn't be a problem. You know, they should roll in there and take care of business. So we'll all go with the Cowboys there. So we did manage to get the actual game picks. Now, Mr. Fantasy, you did go 2-1 last week on your selection. So you You got yourself over 500 at 13-11. So there's a little bit of a positive there. So I'm going to start you off today with, we're going to go with Carlos Hyde against Todd Gurley. Who gets more rushing yards?
Carlos Hyde.
Oh, okay. That was a very quick decision. You didn't want to think about that at all, or, you know.
No. Which one did I miss last week?
You missed Le'Veon Bell. He only had 93 yards.
Oh, yeah, right. Over 100. Yep.
Yep, well, no, over 99 and a half. Not over 100, over 99 and a half. There's a big difference there. So.
Yeah, there is.
Let's go this route here. I know you're a big, huge Matt Barkley guy, so let's go Kirk Cousins against Matt Barkley. More passing yards.
You know what? I'm going to be the homer. I'm going to take Barkley in this one.
Oh, maybe that's why you're only two games over 500.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's see what can we come up with here for a really good last one here. Oh, I know what we do for you here. All right, let me find the game. So I got it right here. Where did I put it? Here we go. Of course, the Falcons are at Carolina. Did you pick Carolina to win that game? No, you picked Atlanta like I did. So
yep.
Julio Jones is back. Over or under 99 and a half receiving yards?
Well, I'm picking them to win, and the only time they win is when Julio Jones is under 100 yards. So I have to go with the under 100.
That's why, actually, though, I made you pick that, because I wanted to see which way you would go there. So there you go. We'll lock in Mr. Fantasy's picks, and we're all set. Look at that. We made it through. Even though, just so everybody, remind everybody, we are all starting off 1-0, or 0-1, excuse me, because everybody liked the Giants yesterday. How'd that work out, guys?
Not well at all. But I'm walking into service, so I'm going to jump off, guys. But thanks for having me today.
All right. Yes, get out.
Bye.
All right, there goes Mr. Fantasy. So you missed it. It was kind of funny, Dan. He was before we got rolling, and you had jumped on with us. He was listening to the local sports station, and they were of course talking about his White Sox. And apparently on the Pittsburgh website, they had accidentally announced that they had made a deal for Carlos Quinton, or excuse me, Jose Quintana, Carlos Quinton. Where did I come up with that? But and then they took it down right away. So it was kind of humorous. And then of course, people started calling in, and the one guy that really got him going was he wanted the White Sox to trade Jose Quintana for Andrew McCutcheon. And, of course, he just snapped because he doesn't understand how that helps the White Sox at all. And it was quite humorous listening to him. He basically just started yelling at the radio. And it was like, God, he's so old. He's just an old man now screaming at the radio like you and I.
Oh, that's funny. I
think so, then, of course, the next
failure.
Yeah, the next thing that got him going was when they said the same caller called in and said he didn't want the White Sox to bring the young guys up too early. And then as the conversation went on, the guy said he wanted to see the young guys play this year. So it just and you know how he gets. Oh, God, it was hilarious. He's like, well, what do you want? Do you want him to play or do you want him to develop? And it's like, oh, God, here we go. Oh, jeez. So, yeah, it was I think the warm-up to the show was probably better than people having to listen to us pick. So, that was actually probably a little funnier than everything else that was going on. It was just great because he was just, he was gone. It was just like, I was waiting for him to yell, get off my lawn. So, but yeah, I did actually see, did they officially announce Edwin Encarnacion to the Indians yet, or are they still working out the terms? Did you hear anything?
No, it was a quick day. No Wi-Fi on the train.
Yeah, because I saw the really weird blurb I saw, and even the article is titled like that. They say it. The title I saw and what they ran was Edwin Encarnacion picks Indians. And it was kind of like, okay, here you go, Dan. They say it's a 3-year, $60 million deal with a club option. So he did all right.
I mean, it's feasible being that it's an American League team.
Yeah, you know, obviously he'll be their pretty much their full-time DH. You know, he'll play first occasionally, but I assume the majority of that will fall now to Carlos Santana. So, but yeah, Encarnacion, they say here he's 33. I thought he was a little older. But, you know, he's coming off a huge year, 42 bombs and 127 RBIs. So he'll definitely fit right in that spot that, you know, Mike Napoli vacated as a free agent. So, but oddly, the...
I don't know, do you feel that that's kind of an upgrade for them? I mean, I know they're...
I believe, offensively, I believe it's a big upgrade. Napoli's a much better defensive first baseman. That's just more because Encarnacion's skills are kind of poor. Not that Napoli's a gold glover or anything, but he's solid over there. But I believe, let's see here, they've got a comparison for, I think this is last year. Yeah, here you go. Napoli hit .239 while Encarnacion hit .263. On base, Napoli was .335. Encarnacion was .357. Slugging, Napoli was .465. Encarnacion was .521. Napoli did hit 34 homers, but Encarnacion hit the 42. And then Napoli's strikeout was 30%. Strikeout percentage was 30%, while Encarnacion was 20. So it should be an upgrade in all the offensive positions.
Yeah, it looks like
you know he'll add a nice he'll add a nice little cushion there to the middle of that lineup. What's odd here, Dan, is what I'm reading is apparently the other team that was a finalist for Encarnacion services, the Oakland A's. So that's kind of interesting. They would jump. Do you think they just wanted to try to deal them?
Probably, but I think at this point in time, well, you got to wonder if they were getting as low ball as you want or, because of the situation they're in. But, I mean, unless you have some kind of childhood affliction with the A's right now, I don't know why anyone of, you know, his stature would make that signing to go there. And then knowing what the history has been.
Yeah, I think maybe you'll agree. I'm assuming the only way one of these top guys lands with the A's is if all their other options are eaten up and they just don't have anywhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if the market closes on like a Trumbo or maybe a Batista, you know, maybe then they look at Oakland as a serious possibility. But, yeah, I can't see – you know, I mean, yeah, why would you take the A's over the Indians? You know, the Indians are a contender. I did hear somebody predict that they think they'll go back to the World Series now, and this was before they signed Encarnacion. So.
I mean, I think a lot of us thought that the Blue Jays were for sure the World Series this year, but they weren't. So.
Yeah, boy, they sure looked like it, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to whatever, you know.
Kind of one of those weird things, but you know, couple other signings today. They're announcing here. They don't have much details on it, but The Marlins officially inked Brad Ziegler to his contract. But he's officially a Marlin. And I saw that the Braves gave Ender Encarnacion a 5-year extension. So they must like him. He's apparently going to be there when they feel they're ready to win. I'm trying to pull up the numbers here so we can see what he got in the deal. But looks like 5 years for $30.25 million.
Hmm.
So, and it also looks like there's an option. So it could be a 6-year deal. But, yeah,
he's always been a solid center fielder, so I think he could just play at his level, and maybe any improvements will definitely make his contract worthy.
Yeah, and he is just 26, so he's still very young. But, he's been much better than I think people thought. You know, he was kind of a fourth outfielder with the Diamondbacks, and when he got a chance to play, he seemed to produce. And then, yeah, I thought last year with the Braves, he did very well. Obviously, he's not a power guy, but he's a real good defender. He hit just under 300. He had the 9 homers, and he did steal 37 bases. So it'll be interesting because I know one of the Braves' top prospects is a center fielder. I believe it's Malik Smith. So it'll be interesting to see how they work things out. I mean, Smith may still be a year away, so maybe a 2017 or even 2018 issue. But, yeah, Encarnacion has played the corner positions as well. So,
well, I think he qualified for all 3 fantasy.
Yeah, you know, I know he's always been kind of that utility guy. So it wouldn't be surprised if that's a role he could easily go back to or how that kind of works out. But, yeah, we had another outfielder sign. The Angels picked up a little insurance. You know, they picked up your guy Cameron Maben, who, you know, I think everybody's been kind of waiting to break out earlier in the offseason. But today they signed Ben Revere to a 1-year, $4 million deal. And they're talking about, yeah, it looks like, yeah, Ben Revere's Mr. Fantasy's guy. it looks like they're talking platoon. But I would be surprised if Maven doesn't get the bulk of the playing time because we kind of know what Ben Revere is, where it's still a little unsure how Maven could work out. I mean, he's always had great talent, and it's just if he stays healthy, you wonder if he could be a big-time breakout guy. But $4 million for a guy like Ben Revere, that's not too bad of a deal, is it?
No.
You know, and I know I want to pull up his numbers. I know he had a down year last year with the Nationals, mostly because of injury. He played in 103 games, but he only hit .217. So it was a bit of a rough year. He still managed to steal 14 bases. But yeah, that .217 is a little rough. He's a career .285 hitter, so you figure if he gets back up around there, you know, that'll be a really good value for them. You like that? You like him as part of that kind of 4-man outfield with Mike Trout and Cole Calhoun as well?
Yeah, I think that works. I think they don't have to do a whole lot to the rest of their lineup, but maybe shore up the off days and have somebody out there that you can rely on. But I still think they need the pitching.
Yeah, that seems to be their always been their kind of weakness is pitching. You know, it's just, you know, last year I know it was injury after injury for them. They couldn't seem to get a break. So we'll see if they stay healthy. You know, they have a bit of a better year, but I thought I saw here. I was looking for it. I thought I caught it on the back end, but. I believe, yeah, here you go. He was a White Sox last year, and now Alex Avila has returned to the Tigers, Dan. 1 year, $2 million. A little bit of nepotism there since his father's the GM.
Did he really?
Yeah. Yeah, Al Avila is the Tigers GM. He's Alex's dad. Mm-hmm. And I remember a comment. I heard an interview with him last year about how his wife was very upset with him because he let Alex sign with the White Sox. So... you know, just one of those odd.
Is he good enough to be in the majors?
Yeah, you know, he's still a quality major league catcher. You know, the problem with him is he's hurt all the time. You know, he had that one breakout year, and oddly, you know, Dan, it's so weird that it seems to happen when these guys are going to become free agents. But he had, like, his best year the year before he became a free agent. He cashed in with a big contract. And then that was it. He didn't hit after that. But like last year for the White Sox, he played 57 games. The year before that in Detroit, he played 67. So it, it, you know, it's tough keeping him healthy. He's basically gonna be the number two catcher behind James McCann. So maybe that'll help him, you know, be a little bit more, because he is very good defensively. And of course, Dan, you know, the magic word, he's a good framer, Dan.
Oh, no, no, Dan.
So, he's got a good arm. You know, he's really solid behind the plate defensively. So that's a big plus. But yeah, he's probably, you know, he'll hit 200 or whatever, unless something weird happens. But I did see this was a name from the Cubs past here that I noticed got claimed. The Angels claimed former Cubs reliever Blake Parker. They won the waiver claim on him, so he's going to the Angels as well. I only remember him because he was a Cub. He actually had one really good year in Chicago. In 2013, he appeared in 49 games and had a 2.72 ERA. I know he was the closer at Iowa for a few years, and it looked like they were going to try to groom him that route. Just never really worked out. He's kind of scuffled everywhere he went after that. Last year, he finished the year with the Yankees, 16 games, a 4.96 ERA. His career ERA is 3.87. But, you know, the Angels, like we were saying, you know, their pitching staff is so injured. You know, they're just kind of looking. I think if you're healthy, you know, that's a good possibility there, isn't it?
Good possibility. I don't even remember him playing with the Cubs.
Yeah, it was just, I just vaguely remember, you know, the baseball player's names kind of stick in my head. So I kind of end up being, oh, yeah, okay, I remember this guy. He was, you know, especially the Chicago guys. You know, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, he was, you know, he was this guy or that guy. And so, yeah, it was just one of those weird things. But when I saw the name, I just kind of thought it was funny. And I was like, oh, yeah, hey, he used to be a Cub. So, but, yeah, some signings there right before Christmas, get some of these guys off the market. They seem to be reporting now that with Encarnacion off the market, the Rangers are going to focus on bringing Napoli. Mike Napoli in to fill that DH role. Are you surprised they go Napoli instead of Trumbo?
I thought I saw one of them was going there already.
So, oh yeah, the one I just caught said the Rangers are interested in Napoli. Maybe there's an update or something, and they worked out a deal.
No, I don't.
You know, in reality, they could probably sign both of them if they wanted to, but one of those things. So. It could be
Oh, yeah, you're right. Just strong possibility.
Yes. So. And I wanted to switch sports on you here real quick, Dan, because I saw an update on this. You know, luckily you don't have him this year, but they're saying now your guy, J.R. Smith, had thumb surgery. And originally, you know, the timeline was 4 to 6 weeks. Now they're saying 12 to 14 weeks. So that's – wow. You know, I mean, he's barely going to be back by playoff time. Well, of course, it's the NBA, so the playoffs take forever. So.
Well, yeah, he can make one of the rounds. It's 3 months on, no one.
Yeah. So, yeah, he should make the You know, he'll be back in time for to play in the finals, right, with Cleveland. So, because we all know, you know, they're going there, so not gonna be an issue. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, holy cow, because yeah, you know, the original predictions. I mean, everything I thought was like, oh, 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah, you know, he'll do this or do that, and he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. I was like, oh, okay, that's not terrible. But yeah, if you happen to have grabbed him in our auction league or anything, he's definitely going to be a pretty much a bust for you this year. No, that wasn't. I thought it was a Dirk Nowitzki update there, Dan, when I saw Dallas Mavericks, but it was J.J. Barea, and I know, you know, we don't have him. So I want to knock out some picks for you here. You know, you ended up getting a day off, an unsurprising day off yesterday, but since we're going to be gone for the weekend, I figure we'll give you a little extra work here. So we'll start in the NBA. There's a whole slew of games here, so the Chicago Bulls at the Charlotte Hornets, the Los Angeles Lakers at the Orlando Magic, the Brooklyn Nets at the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Boston Celtics. That's actually an NBA TV game. The Golden State Warriors at the Detroit Pistons, the Washington Wizards at the Milwaukee Bucks, the Houston Rockets at the Memphis Grizzlies, the Miami Heat at the New Orleans Pelicans, the Sacramento Kings at the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Atlanta Hawks at the Denver Nuggets, the Toronto Raptors at the Utah Jazz, the Philadelphia 76ers at the Phoenix Suns, the San Antonio Spurs at the Portland Trail Blazers, and the night wraps up with the Dallas Mavericks at the Los Angeles Clippers. Oh, that was tiring. All right, Dan, right at the top, the Bulls at the Hornets. Good Lord, what is going on with this Bulls team? And, Kenny, you got them beating Charlotte tonight.
I'm betting on Jordan and Charlotte.
Yeah, Stan had to make a lot of picks today. He had to do football games, and now he's doing basketball and hockey games. Geez, you're just overextended today, Dan. You should get paid more for this podcast. All right, Dan, let's go with this game. I know you don't get to pick these teams too often, so let's throw this one at you since we got a big slate here. The Atlanta Hawks at the Denver Nuggets. Who you like there?
Is George Karl still there? No. I'm going to go with...
Oh, no. He's an author now. So...
Let's go with the Hawks.
All right, going with Atlanta there. So we'll see. I did notice that just about everybody is playing, Dan, except the Cavaliers, who, of course, get the extended break until they play Christmas Day. What a surprise that is, huh, that LeBron ends up getting the extra time off there.
Oh,
I know you. I know you're shocked. You're shocked by that. So, all right, and then we got the last of the NHL here. They're going to take a little break after tonight. They get 3 days off for the Christmas break. So we do have a lot of teams in action. So here's their schedule, Dan: the Buffalo Sabres at the New York Islanders, the Minnesota Wild at the New York Rangers, the New Jersey Devils at the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Washington Capitals, the Montreal Canadiens at the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Detroit Red Wings at the Florida Panthers, the Boston Bruins at the Carolina Hurricanes, the Colorado Avalanche at the Chicago Blackhawks, the Los Angeles Kings at the Dallas Stars, the Vancouver Canucks at the Calgary Flames, the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Arizona Coyotes. I got them right now this time, Dan. And the night wraps up with the Edmonton Oilers at the San Jose Sharks. You know you're getting the Blackhawks game here, Dan. Colorado's in town. Corey Crawford's back. You going with the Hawks?
I'm rolling with the Hawks.
All right. You know, you picked both Hawks in basketball and hockey to win. And then, of course, you know, I saw it on the schedule, Dan. I got to go right back to it. Tampa Bay, with everybody injured, no Steven Stamkos, no Ben Bishop. Going to be a tough night. They're going to Washington. I kind of know where you're going here, but I'm going to write it down before I even ask you. You got Tampa Bay or you got Washington?
I'm going with Washington.
Yeah, I already wrote that down. So I wasn't even concerned. Now, will you be able to partake in some Bulls and Blackhawks viewing, or are you tied up with the holiday season?
Oh, no, tonight we just have to help finish wrapping presents. We do that in
so. Well, that'll work out. So that'll be nice. You get to kick back and relax a little bit for a change. You're not on the run.
Yeah.
So.
Tomorrow.
You won't know what to do with it.
It'll be Sunday.
Are you one of those people who also get Monday off as well, or do you go back to work?
Nope, I get paid to be off on Monday.
Oh, okay. So that's a big plus. My roommate is also one of those people. She not only had today off, she had Monday off. I was waiting a decision at my job when I punched out this morning. We are supposed to be off, but it was undecided. So we will have to see how it goes. I get to be there at 4:30 tomorrow, so I will be able to check in when I make my return and see if I'm going to have to be there on Monday as well. But hopefully you guys aren't like me and you're not stuck working tomorrow and you don't have to jump in and work Monday or any of that fun stuff. And you're going to get to enjoy your Christmas season. So, Dan is rolling in the presents. So, and I did forget to ask, you know, Dan, I wanted to tell anybody out there, if you get a donated gift and it's, one of two style Jeff Gordon t-shirts or a Jeff Gordon hoodie, you're welcome, because those are the gifts I gave to Mr. Fantasy this year, and I assume he's just going to give them away like he does with, I think, everything we've ever bought him. So I hope you enjoy them, and they do well for you. So Dan, I'm looking at my FanDuel lineup here for basketball. I'm looking to put one in. Should I spend the money on Russell Westbrook tonight against Boston? It's $12,800.
Why not, Russell Westbrook?
All right, we'll throw out some big cash there and try to finagle the lineup around it. Hopefully he'll put up some big numbers for me there tonight, and things will work out my way. So we'll have to build the smaller lineup. Now, see, the conundrum here, Dan, is James Harden is also playing tonight, and he's $11,400. But I just don't know if I can get them both in the lineup. You know, I tried it the other night, and I didn't win with it, so I'm probably going to go a different way. What about your guy Bradley Beal tonight? Is he going to go off against Milwaukee? He's $7,200. That's not a bad value.
I think he's a good pickup at Milwaukee. They're still trying to figure their team out. And, you know,
unless they're playing the Bills or the Bulls. I mean, Bulls. They're playing the Bulls. They're very good. But yeah, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know. So, but yeah, we'll, you know, have all that fun stuff. But of course, you know, before we forget here, Dan, we should probably wish all our listeners a Merry Christmas or a Happy Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you're celebrating. You know, be safe, have a good time, because Dan and I can't afford to lose any listener. So make sure you're tuning in. Dan and I will be here Monday. Dan will be nice and relaxed. He's off. He'll be relaxed and ready to go, and we'll see how it works out. But all right, Dan and I are going to head out and start our Christmas weekend. There is no podcast Sunday because it is Christmas. So Dan and I, again, will be back Monday live to do this all again. Maybe we'll do it early, depending on how Dan's schedule is, but stick with us and you'll see. While we're away, you know the deal, sportstimeradio.com. Check it all out. Link over to the Facebook page. Give that a like. Jump on the Twitter feed at sportstimeradio. You can get Dan's fix there, or they'll come up at Dan Z Man. Remember, there's three E's in that. So get over there and do all that stuff. As always, thanks for listening live. Have a great Christmas, and listen to the podcast anytime you want at tunein.com.